Passage 4. Thanks to the International Space Station, we know quite a bit about the effects of low gravity on the human body, but NASA scientists want to learn more. To that end, they have been studying how other species deal with low gravity, specifically focusing on mice. The results are both interesting and humorous. The scientists first sent some mice to the International Space Station in a specially designed cage. The cage allowed them to study the behavior of the mice remotely from Earth via video. As you'll notice in the video, the mice definitely seem uncomfortable at the beginning of the experiment. They move around clumsily, drifting within the small confines of the cage, and do their best to figure out which way is up, but without success. However, it's not long before the mice begin to catch on. They adapt remarkably well to their new environment and even use the lack of gravity to their advantage as they push themselves around the cage. That's when things really get wild. The 11th day of the experiment shows the mice are not just dealing with the gravity change, but actually seem to be enjoying it. Several of the mice are observed running around the cage walls. The scientists wanted to see whether the mice would continue doing the same kinds of activities they were observed doing on Earth. The study showed that the mice kept much of their routines intact, including cleaning themselves and eating when hungry.
Questions 10 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. 10. What do NASA scientists want to learn about? 11. What does the passage say about the mice at the beginning of the experiment? 12. What was observed about the mice on the 11th day of the experiment? 13. What did the scientists find about the mice from the experiment?